Good evening, Plano Symphonic Band. This is Brent Biskup. We are here at your pre-UIL event, and I am excited to hear the band. So I'm going to give you as many comments as I can in an effort to be helpful, and I'll be back with you here in just a second when we're ready to go. All right, looks like we're ready here. Yeah, nice job with the intro and the color change here. Yeah, just keep with a piccolo pitch here to the low voice woodwind instruments. Yeah. Yeah, nice job with that phrase there. Yeah, just be careful. Upper woodwind voices, really control those moving notes. Don't let them come across as uneven as we're playing through there. Yeah, deep da da. Job percussion. Great day crescendo there. I think that can be, but again, can be even stronger when we go through there. Nice style change there. Yeah, deep, da-ga-da-ga-da-ga, make it just nice and even. Okay, the start of the trio, maybe that's something we'll look at in the clinic. We'll see that. It's a little bit weird to me and disjunct. I don't know exactly where I should listen. Yeah, good trumpets. That can be stronger. Just let that stick out over the top. It could even be potentially just euphonium there. I'm struggling with that. I think you want me to listen to trumpet. We'll talk about that and figure that out a little bit. Good. Yeah, get all the way to those releases. And I will say this, get all the way to those releases with the energy, like play all the way through it and then keep the energy going into the release. Be careful, I think it was timpani right at the very end. Make sure you dampen that, right, so that doesn't ring all the way through after the last note. But yeah, a lot of really good things happening in that. There's just some priority of line things that confuse me a little bit, and mostly it's really just that. It's the trio. I'm just not completely sure about what voices prioritize where, so we can spend a little bit of time talking through some of that. Yeah, make sure brass voices don't breath attack that note. Da. Right? Don't let yourself go, ha. Huh. Yeah. This to me, and I'm not familiar with this piece, but as light as possible. And the lightness is going to come from the style. And to me, the pickup notes, we're going dee da dee da 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 instead of bop bop bop. It may even be something. I mean, you have running eighth notes through this. Maybe you can assign some people, like they just play bop, 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 bop the whole time, and then the other people play. There's just some variations in style. Tempo control, by the way, is very well done. That's a good sound on the drone notes, the bagpipe people. Nice work. It's almost always the two pickups, you guys. Ba, 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 ba. have euphoniums. I still have on triangle as well. Woodwinds got long there, or change style compared. And then this, that's such a cool moment right there in 91, right? Because the stylistic change, like now we're going back and forth, but the trumpet player is forcing their sound a little bit to be heard. I think we just need to calm everything else down underneath it, which I think we can. Careful, right at the end of the phrase there, some weirdness in the horn. Yeah, nice job linking in that last note. Good for you. I think right here, I think we want to hear more trumpet section and less trumpet individual. Because I think if we take down the first trumpet a little bit and bring out the lower lines, it's going to sound more cohesive and we're going to get more of a resonant section sound. With the ornamentation there, that buddy at that dot D comes across very well. Yeah. Yeah, and then okay, flutes. Here's a trick. Bum 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 bum. Since you go way up there, right at the end of that, just lengthen that last note a little bit more, because you're the last ones to have it. Bum 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 ba, D, bum, right? And we'll hear, it'll sound more tonal to go that way. Yeah, the hard part about that tune is what you're handling the best, which is trading all those lines and controlling the pulse. I feel like you're doing a really, really good job of that. Sometimes it just doesn't come across playful. Bum, 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 beep, that thing. It comes across kind of dee, da, da, dee, go, 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 go. Almost aggressive. And so I think what in the next few rehearsals, just work towards similarity of the eighth notes. And I'm sure you've done that a million times, but keep working through that. And then the playfulness, like it's got to sound like a little kid running around. You know what I mean? Don't let it get directional or forced through all that. It's just about color changes as we bah, 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 da, 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 and then a new voice and a new voice. And then this is a very contrasting style, right? This is heavy. And it's supposed to be heavy. I don't say that in a bad way. Yeah, pull on those low notes. Dee da dee da dee da dee da da. Just make it sound a little bit more mature there. Good horns. Yeah, I think those accents can be longer. Dee da dee da dee da dee. Right? Play through those, not just at the front of it. Kind of cool, huh? That chime part, nice job. Yeah, good job on the alto solo and the flute solo there. Yeah, horns can come through even more there. that forte piano can stay piano for longer, so we hear that horn line come through even more, and then ramp it up just right at the very end, right? Yeah, it's a cool section. I think any shape that we can do to this phrase, and it's not marked, but just make this as lush and as rich and just direction to long notes, especially here. It's just this whole augmented thing, right? Nice job here. You're not trying to fight with the brass voices, and that's exactly right. Make sure when you come in to accompany the trumpet soloist that it's exactly the same style. We're just leaving it on. Great job, percussion. Yeah, low reads, that's good. That's a great texture and color there. Good trumpets. Good. Yeah, I think the trombones can probably do even more. Careful, the horns have the third in that last chord. And it's just a little bit out pitch-wise. I think they do. Look at that. Just look at that last chord. And just be careful with pitch across there. So, yeah, I think that tune is in good shape. I think the whole program is in good shape. The biggest thing for me is the middle tune, just the lightness and the style to make that work as we go through there. And then the trio of the march. And then I think things for the most part in the standridge come together. So anyway, great work, and I enjoyed the performance. So all right, let's talk through some of this.